Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 p.m. right here during the Aaron Keck Show. It's presented by PTA Thrift Shop and YouthWorks on Main Collaborative. That is the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. By the way, Healthy Girls Save the World is going to be the beneficiary for the 5K that they're doing on campus this coming Monday as part of UNC's MLK Week celebration. So more on that online at diversity.unc.edu. You can go there for the full list of MLK Week events on campus, but the 5K is one of them coming up this Monday, and Healthy Girls Save the World will be one of the beneficiaries for that. Right now, to help us out with Kids Q, we are joined by Pat Richardson, who is the new Director of Communication and Community Relations at the PTA Thrift Shop. Pat, Happy New Year. Good to have you in the studio.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for having
me. How's it going at the PTA Thrift Shop?
Things are going well. Having the sunshine out is so rewarding in so many ways.
And the heat, right? Like,
yes.
It's not 20 degrees anymore, which is really nice.
It really feels nice. And you can tell the community is loving it because the PTA Thrift Shop is busy.
So how has it been for you? You just started not that long ago,
I started mid-December.
Okay.
And so even though I live here in Chapel Hill, have lived here since 2005, being inside the organization, it's been very exciting. I've always been a donor to the PTA Thrift Shop and supporter. But now I get the opportunity to work with this wonderful organization. So that's so refreshing. So it's been great.
What's it like on the inside working there on a regular basis?
You really shop.
Yeah.
Let me just
all the good stuff doesn't even make it to the floor, does it?
Let me tell you, I try not to shop all day long, and I do have a job to do with the PTA Thrift Shop. However, every time I walk out the door, because our offices are in the back of the Carville store, I take a little peruse around the floor to say hello to the customers.
Of course,
see if the staff need anything, but also just to take a quick peek to see if we have any additional things I haven't seen earlier.
They do that on purpose, make sure that you buy stuff,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's coming up in 2018 for you, for the thrift shop?
Well, for the thrift shop, exciting opportunities. And my job is to get to know our constituents and our supporters better, to work with the PTAs at the local schools, and be a liaison for them, of course, and to share our wonderful message with organizations such as WCHL. And so thank you all for having me today. So I look forward to doing all of that and more, and doing some of the collaborative work, working with some of the wonderful organizations that we already partner with, building that to be a stronger opportunity, and then building some additional opportunities as well.
Awesome.
Yep.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
I am.
All right, here we go. Everyone get around the radio. This is for parents. This is for kids. Everyone in between and above and below. Here is today's question. What are two animals that you think it would be especially surprising if they became friends?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Two animals. It would be especially
surprising if they became friends. So, like, cats
God.
And dogs are
exactly.
the standard answer.
Yeah,
but
yeah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So what about lions and bears?
Oh, my.
Exactly. I like that. We could write a book.
All right. Why lions and bears?
Because both animals feel like they're king of the jungle
or their
landscape. And, you know, it's kind of like having two leaders in the same room.
Yeah.
Someone eventually has to be a follower.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every task doesn't need two leaders.
Okay.
So how would we encourage them and show them, these two animals, that you can work together? Sometimes someone has to be a follower, can't always be a leader, so you can't always be king of the jungle.
Right, right.
And how do we show them to kind of be kumbaya in the community of the jungle of theirs and still be kings of their own world?
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right. That's an admirable goal for 2018, I think.
It is.
And get the lions and the bears of the world together.
Lions
All right.
and the bears. Because, there's a need for lions and bears.
Yeah, right.
And it's a need for them to be, king of the jungles, king of their world. But then it's also a need for them to be followers and to, be in the secondary sometimes and not necessarily be the man-eater.
Right.
And be the aggressor. But sometimes be passive a little bit.
I like that.
And you're still successful.
I like the fact that everyone comes in and they throw this question out. And, like, seriously, I don't even pull the question out until, seconds before we go on the air. Yeah. So neither of us are looking at it. People always come on with such, like, great philosophical answers. Like, that's such a great, like, message for this year and beyond.
Yeah.
I personally, I'm just going with geography. So mountain goats and pufferfish.
Oh, my. That's a good one.
Like, they don't meet. Oh. They don't interact with each other. They live in completely different parts. They live in two different worlds.
Mountain goats and pufferfish.
Pufferfish,
oh,
yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I like your answer better, though. Like, let's get the lions and the bears of the world together.
Well, you know, Wednesday night is $5 glass wine night at City Kitchen. Can you imagine everyone that's there on Wednesday night trying to figure out the
like
answer
answering
to that question?
We got to run it over there.
And, yeah, I know, right?
I like that.
The night is Wednesday.
Nice. All right. If you're driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. And tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. And Pat Richardson here with us. Anything else that people need to know about the thrift shop? Where can people find more information?
Well, people can find more information, of course, on our website, ptathriftshop.org. And stop by either store, the Chapel Hill store, which is at the Chapel Hill Plaza, Whole Food Plaza, of course. We're at the very end there down from Whole Foods, as well as stop by the Carbrill store. You can't miss us before you exit out of town, right downtown in Carbrill. Youth Works is next door. That's our collaboration as well. Stop in, take a tour. We'd love to show you around. And stop in at the thrift store. We have some wonderful sales going on at both stores. If your kids did not get the toys that they wanted, I've seen parents coming out the door for the last 2 days with toys at the Carbrill store specifically. We also have board games on sale. We have puzzles on sale, DVDs on sale. So, hey, if you didn't get the gift you wanted for Christmas, come on by. We have something for you.
There you go. PTAthriftshop.org for more information. Pat Richardson, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.